Chapter 2. A Ballad of the Ranks. Who carries the gun? A lad from over the Tweed. Then let him go, for well we know he comes of a soldier breed. So drink together to Rock and Heather, out where the red deer run, and stand aside for Scotland's pride the man that carries the gun. For the colonel rides before, the major's on the flank, the captains and the adjutant are in the foremost rank. But when it's action front, and fighting's to be done, come one, come all, you stand or fall by the man who holds the gun. Who carries the gun? A lad from a Yorkshire dale. Then let him go, for well we know the heart that never will fail. Here's to the fire of Lancashire, and here's to her soldier son. For the hard bit north has sent him forth the lad that carries the gun. Who carries the gun? A lad from a Midland shire. Then let him go, for well we know he comes of an English sire. Here's a glass to a Midland lass, and each can choose the one, but east and west we claim the best for the man that carries the gun. Who carries the gun? A lad from the hills of Wales. Then let him go, for well we know that taffy is hard as nails. There are several LLs in the place where he dwells, and of W's more than one, with a lan and a pen, but it breeds good men, and it's they who carry the gun. Who carries the gun? A lad from the windy west. Then let him go, for well we know that he is one of the best. There's Bristol rough, and Gloucester tough, and Devon yields to none. Or you may get in Somerset your lad to carry the gun. Who carries the gun? A lad from London town. Then let him go, for well we know the stuff that never backs down. He has learned to joke at the powder smoke, for he is the fox smoke's son, and his heart is light, and his pluck is right the man who carries the gun. Who carries the gun? A lad from the Emerald Isle. Then let him go, for well we know, we've tried him many a while. We've tried him east, we've tried him west, we've tried him sea and land. But the man to beat old Aaron's best has never yet been planned. Who carries the gun? It's you, and you, and you. So let us go, and we won't say no, if they give us a job to do. Here we stand with a cross-linked hand, comrades everyone. So one last cup, and drink it up to the man who carries the gun. For the colonel rides before, the major's on the flank, the captains and the adjutant are in the foremost rank. And when it's action front, and there's fighting to be done, come one, come all, you stand or fall by the man who holds the gun. A lay of the lynx. It's up and away from our work today, for the breeze sweeps over the down, and it's hay for a game, where the gorse blossoms flame, and the bracken is bronzing to brown. With the turf neath our tread and the blue overhead, and the song of the lark in the wind, there's the flag and the green, with the bunkers between. Now will you be over or in? The doctor may come, and we'll teach him to know A.T., where no tannin can lurk. The soldier may come, and we'll promise to show some hazards a soldier may shirk. The statesman may joke, as he tops every stroke, that at last he is high in his aims. And the clubman will stand with a club in his hand, that is worth every club in St. James. The palm and the leather come rarely together, gripping the driver's haft, and it's good to feel the jar of the steel, and the spring of the hickory shaft. Why trouble or seek for the praise of a clique? A clique here is common to all, and the lie that might sting is a very small thing, when compared with the lie of the ball. Come youth and come age, from the study or stage, from bar or from bench, high and low. A green you must use as a cure for the blues, you drive them away as you go. We're outward bound on a long, long round, and it's time to be up and away. If worry and sorrow come back with the morrow, at least we'll be happy today. The dying whip. It came from getting needed, that was how the thing begun, and acting back to kennels from a 90-minute run. I guess I've copped bronchitis, says I to Brother Jack, and then afore I knowed it, I was down upon my back. At night there came a sweatin' as left me deadly weak, and my throat was sort of tickly, and it hurt me for to speak. And then there came an ack and cough as wouldn't leave alone. And then afore I knowed it, I was only skin and bone. I never was a heavy weight. I scaled at 7'4", and rode at 8, or maybe at just a trifle more. And now I'll stake my davy I wouldn't scale at 5, and I'd hold my own at catch weights with the skinniest jock alive. And the doctor says the reason why I sit and cough and wheeze is all along o' varmint, like the cheese mites in the cheese. The smallest kind o' varmint, but varmint all the same, microscopes or something, I forget the varmint's name. But I knows as I'm a goner. They never said as much, but I reads the people's faces, and I knows as I am such. Well, there's erst to mind the horses, and the ounce can look to Jack, though he never was a patch on me in handling of a pack. You'll maybe think I'm boastin', but you'll find they all agree that there's not a whip in Surrey as can handle ounce like me. For I knew em all from puppies, and I'd tell em without fail, if I see they tail a wagon, I could tell who wagged the tail. And voices, why, lor love you, it's more than I can help, it just comes kind of natural, to know each whine and yelp. You might take them 20 couple where you will, and let em run, and I'd listen by the coverside, and name em one by one. I say it's kind of natural, for since I was a brat I never cared for readin' books, or fancy things like that. But give me ounce and horses, and I was quite content, and I loved to hear em talkin', and to wonder what they meant. And when Eodropha became 5 year ago next May, when Naylor was bevin' in a most audacious way, I fixed him, so's he couldn't bite, my hands on neck and back, and I heaved him from the kennels, and they say I saved the pack. And when the master heard of it, he up and says he, if that chap were a soldier man, they'd give him the V. CC apostrophe which is some kind a medal, what they give to soldier men. And master said, if I were such I would a got it then. Parson brought his Bible, and come to read to me. Avenue what you like, there's everything within this book. Apostrophe says he says I, they've left the horses out. Apostrophe apostrophe says he, you are mistook. Apostrophe an e up, and read a heap of things about them from the book. And some of it amazing fine, although I'm fit to swear no horse would ever say ah, ah. Apostrophe apostrophe same as they said it there. Perhaps it was an Ebru horse the chap had in his mind, but I never heard an English horse say nothing of the kind. Parson is a good un. I've known him from a lad. 'Twas me as taught him ridin', and he rides uncommon bad. And he says, but hark and listen, there's an horn. I heard it blow, pull the blind from off the winder, prop me up, and hold me so. They're drawin' the black anger, just aside the squire's crowns. Hark and listen, hark and listen. There's the yappin of the yowns. There's Fanny and Beltinker, and I hear old Boxer call. You see I wasn't boastin' when I said I knew em all. Let me sit, and hold the bedrail. Now I see em as they pass. There's Squire upon the Midland mare, a good un on the grass. But this is closish country, and you wants a clever horse, when elf the time you're in the woods and elf among the gorse. Ark to Jack Allering, a bleatin' like a lamb. You wouldn't think it now, perhaps, to see the thing I am. But there was a time the ladies used to linger at the meet just to hear me callin' in the woods. My callin' was so sweet. I see the crossroads corner, with the field awaitin' there. There's Purcell on his peebled horse, and Doctor on the mare, and the master on his iron gray. She isn't much to look, but I see her do clean 20 foot across the Eathly Brook. There's Captain Kane and McGintyre and Elf a dozen more, and two or three are untin whom I never see afore. Likely looking chaps they be, well groomed and horsed and dressed. I wish they could have seen the pack, when it was at its best. It's a check, and they are drawing down the coppice for a cent. You can see as they've been running, for the horses they are spent. I'll lay the fox will break this way, downwind as sure as fate, and if he does he will see the field come pounding through our gate. But, Maggie, what's that slinking beside the cover, see? Now it's in the clover field, and going fast and free, it's him, and they don't see him. It's him. Alu. Alu. My broken wind won't run to it, I'll leave the job to you. There now I hear the music, and I know they're on his track. Oh, watch 'em, Maggie, watch 'em. Ain't they just a lovely pack? I've nursed 'em through distemper, and I've trained, and broke 'em in, and my ear that just goes out to them, as if they was my kin. Well, all things is an endin', as I've heard the parson say, the horse is cast, and the hound is past, and the unter is this day, but my day was yesterday, so lay me down again. You can draw the curtain, Maggie, right across the winder pane. Master. Master went a-hunting, when the leaves were falling, we saw him on the bridle path, we heard him gaily calling. Oh master, master, come you back, for I have dreamed a dream so black. Apostrophe apostrophe a glint of steel from bit and heel, the chestnut cantered faster, a red flash seen amid the green, and so goodbye the master. Master came from hunting, two silent comrades bore him, his eyes were dim, his face was white, the mare was led before him. Oh, master, master, is it thus, that you have come again to us? Apostrophe apostrophe I held my lady's ice cold hand, they bore the hurdle past her. Why should they go so soft and slow? It matters not to master. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.